It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linkNKY.com. The Northern Kentucky branch of the NAACP and the Covington Human Rights Commission hosted a community event at the 6th District Elementary School on Friday in honor of Women's History Month called Community Speaks, Life of the Vision Impaired. The event highlighted the accomplishments of Covington women who either had some degree of visual impairment or have been integral in advocating for people with visual impairment. The event highlighted the accomplishments of four women: Teresa Meyer, who prefers to go by Terry, Jerry Slusher, Diane Elizabeth Jennings, and Helen Hutchins. Meyer spoke first. Meyer's notable accomplishments include the writing of a bill enabling access to service dogs of all kinds, not just seeing eye dogs, in businesses throughout Kentucky, which passed into law in 2002. She also penned, along with former Covington Commissioner Michelle Williams, a local version of the Crown Act, which protects people from employment discrimination based on the texture and style of their hair. The ordinance passed in Covington in 2020, the first Kentucky city to pass such a policy, and Meyer later advocated for a similar version of the law at the state level. Pam Mullins, former Covington City Commissioner and member of the city's Human Rights Commission, will host listening sessions related to water quality in the Ohio River and its tributaries at the Covington branch of the Kenton County Library in April. The sessions are free and open to the public. There is one session on April 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m., one on April 10th from 1 to 3 p.m., another on April 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Finally, there's one on April 24th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Contact Pam Mullins at 513-903-1582 for more information. A suspect linked in the death of Simon Aguilar, who was killed in a hit and run in Florence in July, according to an announcement from the Boone County Sheriff's Office. Giovanni Alexander Mendez, who drove the Ford F-150 that struck Aguilar, was arrested on March 20th in Florence and charged with reckless homicide, leaving the scene of an accident, criminal possession of forgeries, and possession of an open alcohol container, all in connection to the accident from July. His fiancée, Gusila Lopez Gomez, was also arrested and charged with identity theft and possession of forgeries. Mendez allegedly struck Aguilar, who was riding his bike down Dixie Highway, early in the morning on July 2nd. Mendez fled the scene, and detectives obtained a warrant for his arrest after failing to locate him immediately after the accident. Mendez then fled the state, the sheriff's release stated, in time traveling to Ohio, Tennessee, and North Carolina. The U.S. Marshals took on the investigation to track Mendez down. On March 20th, the marshals received a tip that Mendez had returned to Florence, having been seen in a motel parking lot on Dream Street getting into an SUV. The marshals located the SUV and arrested Mendez without incident, the release states. He had two fraudulent identification cards on him. Gomez was arrested after marshals found the two fraudulent Social Security cards on her. Mendez is currently being held in the Boone County Detention Center, where he's being held on immigration detainer. Gomez was also transported to the county detention center, but was released after she posted her $2,500 bond. That's going to wrap things up for us today for Monday, March 25th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, my name is Noah Jones. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.